Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies, with Robert Armbruster in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy.
Tramp, tramp, tramp along the highway. Tramp, tramp, tramp the road is free. Blazing trails along the byway. Bourri de bois, oui. Tramp, 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 now clear the roadway. Room, 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 the world is free. We're planters and Canucks, Virginians and Kentucky, Captain Dick on infantry. Captain Dick on infantry. We've hunted the wolf in the forest. We've raided the pirates at sea. We have no indenture without for adventure, as anyone plainly can see. We've smoked a peace pipe with the natchez. We've fought with the Sioux wild and free. We've laughed at all dangers. We're known as the Rangers. Harry Blake, my good comrade, with me. Planters and Canucks, Virginians and Kentucky, Captain Dick on infantry, Captain Dick on infantry.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. That was Victor Herbert's Tramp, Tramp, Tramp. And while we're on the subject, I'd like to pay a little serious tribute to the American infantry. Wars are won by the men who wade through mud and steel. A lot of hard, tough fighting lies ahead, and it's the doughboy who'll be doing it. So let's hold a thought for him. Moving along now on the Electric Hour, our words and music company for tonight includes Gloria Scott and a very excited pair, Robert Armbruster and Frank Graham.
Excited? Who's excited?
We're no more Nelson Eddy than excited is.
Well, if he's around here that's excited, it's anybody.
Now, wait a minute, man.
There have been more lives than all our count.
Nelson, what on earth is wrong with him?
Nothing very nervous, Gloria. They're just a little much. Now, you've got me doing it. It's just this, Gloria. One of the presidential candidates is going to be on our program tonight.
A presidential candidate?
Phone call came from the White House this afternoon.
The White House? Oh, you're just teasing me.
I think it's a gag myself. But, now, calm down, Frank. Frank should calm down. And I introduce the next number.
All right. But you'll be skeptical because you're sorry.
And now from the production song of Nelson, Mr.
No.
Music sings.
No, no.
James Norwich. No. Frank, go over there in the corner and pull yourself to pieces. I'll introduce the song myself. It's Strange Music from the production Song of Norway.
I found you.
coming from my heart.
Any sign of the candidate, Nelson?
Not yet, Frank. So we'll ask Robert Armbruster and the orchestra to carry on according to schedule.
Well, the schedule calls for a traditional American melody.
It's Turkey in the Straw, all dressed up in a modern arrangement. All right, Bob? Ladies and gentlemen, here's Frank Graham with a lump of coal in one hand and a light bulb in the other. What's it all about, Frank?
Simply getting a situation down in black and white, Nelson. The coal,
yeah, that's black, and the light is white.
It so happens that this lump of coal weighs exactly 1 pound. And it so happens that the bulb is a 100-watt bulb. Now, if I were to grind this pound of coal to a fine powder and burn it in a modern power plant, I'd get enough steam to generate 1 kilowatt-hour of electricity.
How much is that?
Well, it's enough to burn this bulb for 10 hours. Or enough to run a small radio for about 25 hours. A food mixer for about 13. A washer for about 7. Any one of those from a single pound of coal. But 25 years ago, it took a lot more coal to produce a kilowatt hour of electricity than it does today. And this engineering improvement is but one of the methods by which the electric light and power companies have been able to make your electric service better and cheaper year by year. And in recent years, despite the war, despite unprecedented demand for electric power, the supply of your home electricity has been ample and the price has been kept down, while many other living costs went up. Back of all this is sound management,
and hard work on the part of the men and women in your electric company who know their business and who are preparing now for even greater accomplishments in days to come. Every week, hundreds of Nelson Eddy's fans write in asking him to sing their favorites. Tonight, Nelson complies with a special request and sings Jacques Wilk's well-known Grand Hymn.
Heaven, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna leave this world of woe, pack and travel to the kingdom of my Lord. Howdy, seven, come 11, I'm going there, I'm gonna climb the golden stair, leave the devil, yeah, and his rabble, for to claim my soul's reward. Yes, sir, they'll wash me white as snow in Jerusalem land. Those honey rivers flow in Jerusalem land. I go, you go, all of us go to the Lord's baptizing. I know, wash me white as the driven snow in Jerusalem land. No, not all of you, only the come home to Jordan. Hell for the ghost and hell and the devil's gang don't never sleep. What a
right through the top seat in the sky, rising through you, to receive my soul's reward. Howdy, seven, come 11, come along, come and join the seraph song. Till howdy do you, hallelujah, in the kingdom of my heart.
Hey, Nelson, I was just backstage and the candidate's here now.
The presidential candidate?
Yes, and he wants you to introduce him.
Oh, gladly. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor and a great privilege to introduce to you a man who is known far and wide, a man who comes to you not as an ordinary citizen, but as a candidate for president.
You're the candidate.
So, patriots, ladies and gentlemen,
Where we indeed have I looked into a microphone and seen so many faces reflected?
Pardon me, Mr. Candidate, please.
It is where we have pleasure to present my program to so many intelligent people.
Just a moment there, Mr. Candidate.
Oh, please stop interrupting.
But aren't you Raymond Radcliffe?
Yes, Raymond Radcliffe, experienced, upright, fearless, colossal.
You the man who called us this afternoon?
Yes, it was very nice of you to answer.
I thought you said you lived in the White House.
That's white, Mr. Armbruster.
Well, what's white? The house?
Oh, no, the house is black.
Yeah, but you just said it was the White House.
That's why. It's a black-white house.
Oh. What kind of a place is a black-white house?
It's just like any other White House. So he's tall and has a big white on top that goes wound and wound and wound.
You don't mean a White House.
Well, sure. And every night I go out and I watch the white go wound and wound.
Yeah, you must get quite a kick out of that.
Oh, it makes me dizzy. With all this housing shortage, though, I was very lucky to find a White House to live in.
Well, yeah, how did you find it?
In a classified ad.
Under rental?
No, under White Housekeeping. Say, Mr. Eddie, does this program go as far as Sydney?
Yes, it does.
Hello, Sydney.
Now, just a minute, just a minute. You can't use the radio for communications. And what makes you think you could use this program for a political speech?
Well, see, I just naturally thought it would be all right, Mr. Eddie. This is the electric white hour, and I use watts of electricity.
Well, I guess you would use lots living in a lighthouse.
Uh-huh. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity to address the nation.
What's your ticket, Mr. Radcliffe?
I don't have a ticket, Miss Scott. Couldn't get a travel priority.
But you must have a platform.
Oh, I do, I do. My platform is loaded with planks. It's solid. I am for foreign policy, free trade, free enterprise, a package of cigarettes in every pocket. I'm for wife, liberty, an esquire. I promise improvement for everybody. Rich man, poor man, beggar man.
How about the white-collar man?
Faster laundry delivery.
Women's rights?
Yeah, and stronger weft, too.
How about the farmer? What do you give him?
Roger Quap. And that ain't hay. So when you go to the polls tomorrow, cast your ballot for me.
Go to the polls tomorrow?
Yep.
Raymond, don't look now, but election day was yesterday.
And when you cast that... Yesterday?
Yesterday.
You mean everybody's already voted?
Yes, they have.
Oh, this is terrible. And I didn't leave my White House all day.
Tied down?
No, the tide was up.
Oh.
No, I won't be president. See, I'm sorry I bothered you, Mr. Eddie.
Oh, don't be unhappy, Raymond.
I'm not unhappy. Completely crestfallen, that's all. Simply crushed. And I had such a lovely campaign song.
Well, why don't you sing it for us anyway, Raymond?
Sure, come on, Raymond. We'll help you out with it.
All right. Oh, it's for Republican and Roosevelt. A is for the, you know what I mean. G is Democratic and for Dewey. C is for campaigning, keep it clean. L is for electric rights and power. I, if elected, golly gee. Put them all together, they spell what with.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. Our candidates are with the way we know. Hi-ho, because he goes the soul. Too bad he was so slow. We don't know when he'll run again. Hi-ho, hi-ho,
hi-ho. That was a wonderful song, Raymond.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to start running right now for the elections in 1948.
Start running now for 1948?
Certainly.
All right, but I'll sure be out of breath when I get there. Good night.
Good night, Raymond.
Gloria Scott and Nelson Eddy now, singing Felix Mendelssohn's lovely duet, On Wings of Song.
Oh,
And now we come to the point where Frank Graham tells us why we're getting twice the electricity we got for about the same money 15 years ago.
Not tonight, Nelson.
You mean we're not?
No, we're going to talk about Christmas instead.
It's a little early, isn't it?
Well, it may seem early. But those of us who are mailing Christmas presents had better get them off right away. Christmas mailing this year will be more hectic than ever. Railroads and post offices are jammed with war business. We can all make the load lighter for them by mailing our gifts in November and by making them small in bulk. Why not give war bonds this Christmas? They're easily wrapped, easily mailed, and will go a long way. But whatever you send, please mail it now, or it may not get there in time. This advice is from the Office of War Information.
Here's a song about harvest time, but it also proves that a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love in any season. It's the crown of the year.
Sing, sing of the harvesting time. Hi-ho, the sun is so fair. Fields all aglow with sheaves in a row, and harvesters harvesting there. Cutting the corn with a jolly goodwill. Corn for the market and corn for the mill. Plenty for all and to spare. Plenty for all.
And Eddie will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's show. Your host for the Electric Hour, at the same time each week, are 160 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational.
Nelson Eddy again with a word of appeal. The big offensives lie ahead of us, and that means increasing casualties. Greater need than ever for Army nurses. In fact, the Army needs 10,000 more nurses at once. If you're a nurse, you can volunteer for Army service through your local chapter of the Red Cross. Next week, Robert Armbruster and the orchestra, Frank Graham, Gloria Scott, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our special guest will be a newspaper man, Phil Oliver. And we think you're going to enjoy the program with us. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.